This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Union Home Minister Amit Shah held a meeting regarding the Indus Water Treaty of 1960 with Pakistan at his residence in New Delhi. India suspended the Indus Waters Treaty in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Union Jal Shakti Minister C.R. Patil and senior government officials attending the meeting. A day after India revoked the visas issued to Pakistani nationals in the wake of Pahalgam terror attack, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke to all chief ministers, asking them to identify all Pakistani nationals in the states. Sources said Mr. Shah asked the chief ministers to take steps to ensure their prompt return to Pakistan. Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha chaired a security review meeting with Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi at Raj Bhavan in Srinagar today. GOC in charge, Northern Command Lieutenant General M.V. Suchendra Kumar, Deputy Chief of the Army Staff, Lieutenant General Pratik Sharma, and GOC 15 Corps Lieutenant General Prashant Srivastav were present at the meeting. Earlier, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi arrived in Srinagar this morning. He was briefed by the Army's GOC of the Srinagar-based 15 Corps on the overall security situation and actions been taken by the formations against terrorists within the Indian territory, as well as attempts by the Pakistan Army to violate the ceasefire along the line of control. Meanwhile, the Army Chief has reached Pahalgam to get a first-hand account of the situation in the aftermath of the Pahalgam terrorist attack on Tuesday, April 22nd at Besaran Forest Village in South Kashmir's Anandnag district. The United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer and the Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schoof reached out to Prime Minister Narendra Modi today and strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack. The UK Prime Minister called Mr. Modi and conveyed his sincere condolences on the innocent lives lost in the heinous terror attack on Indian soil. He strongly condemned the barbaric terror attack and expressed that UK stands with the people of India in this hour of tragedy. Prime Minister of Netherlands conveyed condolences on the inhuman cross-border terror attack in Pahalgam and condemned the cowardly act and rejected terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Modi thanked him for his words of support and solidarity and conveyed that India looks forward to closely working with Netherlands to strengthen the global fight against terrorism. The centre, in an affidavit filed before the Supreme Court, said that it brought amendments to the WAF Act 1995 to prevent abuse of WAF legislation, which resulted in the encroachment of government properties, apart from ensuring that the WAF ports in the country are properly administered and function with transparency. The preliminary affidavit filed by the Union Ministry of Minority Affairs said there have been reported misuse of WAF provisions to encroach private and government properties. The affidavit said it is really shocking to know that after the amendment brought in the year 2013, there is a 116% rise in WAF area. The Supreme Court today reprimanded leader of the opposition, the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, of his alleged derogatory remarks on freedom fighter Vinayak Damodar Savarkar. A bench of Justices Deepankar Datta and Manmohan asked Rahul Gandhi to refrain from making irresponsible statements. In November 2022, Mr. Gandhi, during his Bharat Joro Yatra, made defamatory comments on Savarkar at a rally in Maharashtra's Akola. The Justice Datta-led bench cautioned that if the Congress leader made any such comments in the future, it would initiate suo motu action against him. Bharatiya Janata Party's candidate Raja Iqbal Singh has been elected as the new mayor of Delhi. He secured a total of 133 votes out of 142 polled votes. On the other hand, Congress candidate only got 8 votes. Earlier, the Aam Aadmi Party has decided to abstain from the mayoral polls. BJP's Jay Bhagwan Yadav was elected unopposed as the deputy mayor after the Congress candidate withdrew her nomination. Former Indian Space Research Organization ISRO chairman K. Kasturirangan passed away at his Bangalore residence today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed grief over the passing away of Dr. K. Kasturirangan, a towering figure in India's scientific and educational journey. In IPL T20 cricket, Chennai Super Kings will lock horns with Sunrisers Hyderabad, the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.